You have not fought with this wicked spirit and conquered it. When your way was crossed, you have felt the provocation sufficiently to forget your manhood, that you were created in the image of God and after His likeness. You have sadly defaced and marred that image. You have not had self-control nor power over your will. You have been headstrong and have yielded to the power of Satan. Every time that you have given up to passion and self-rule and let your feelings run away with your judgment, it has strengthened that set, uncontrolled will. The Lord saw that you did not know yourself, and that unless you saw yourself in the sinfulness of your course and the true light, unless you saw how aggravating in the sight of God were these outbreaks of temper, which strengthened at every exhibition, you would surely fail of gaining a seat by the side of the suffering man of Calvary. God calls upon you, Brother G., to repent and be converted, and become as a little child. Unless the truth has a sanctifying influence upon your life to mold your character, you will fail of an inheritance in the kingdom of God. The Lord in His providence selected you to be more directly connected with His work. He took you like an undisciplined soldier new to the army and brought you under rules, regulations, and responsibilities and through the drilling process. At first you did nobly and tried to be faithful at your post. You bore trial better than ever before in your life, but Satan came with his specious temptations and you fell a prey to them. The Lord pitied you and laid His hand upon you to save you. He gave you a rich experience which you have not profited by as you should have done. Like the children of Israel, you soon forgot the dealings of God and His great mercies. Brother G., you were raised up in answer to prayer, and God gave you a new lease of life, but you have let jealousy and envy enter into your soul and have greatly displeased Him. He designed to bring you where you would develop character, where you would see and correct your defects. There was a decided failure in your education and the discipline during childhood and youth. You now have to learn the great lessons of self-control which ought to have been mastered in earlier days. God brought you where your surroundings would be changed and where you could be disciplined by His Holy Spirit, that you might acquire moral power and self-control to make you a conqueror. It will require the strongest effort, the most persevering and unfaltering determination, and the strongest energy to control self. Your spirit has long chafed under restraint, and your temper has raged like a caged lion when your will has been crossed. The education which your parents should have assisted you to obtain must now be gained wholly by yourself. When young and small, the twig might have been easily bent, but now after it has grown gnarled and crooked and strong, how difficult the task. Your parents permitted it to be thus deformed, and now only by the grace of God, united with your own persistent efforts, can you become conqueror over your will. Through the merits of Christ, you may part with that which scars and deforms the soul, and which develops a misshapen character. You must put away the old man with his errors, and take the new man, Christ Jesus. Adopt His life as your guide, then your talents and intellect will be devoted to God's service. Oh, if mothers would only work with wisdom, with calmness and determination to train and subdue the carnal tempers of their children, what an amount of sin would be nipped in the bud, and what a host of church trials would be saved. How many families that are now miserable would be happy. Many souls will be eternally lost because of the neglect of parents to properly discipline their children and to teach them submission to authority in their youth. Petting faults and soothing outbreaks is not laying the axe at the root of the evil, but proves the ruin of thousands of souls. Oh, how will parents answer to God for this fearful neglect of their duty? Brother G., you are willing to stand at the head and dictate to others, but you will not be dictated to yourself. Your pride fires in a moment at the attempt. Self-love and a haughty spirit are unruly elements in your character, hindering spiritual advancement. Those who have this temperament must take hold of the work zealously and die to self, or they will lose heaven. God makes no compromise with this element, as do fond, mistaken parents. In my last vision, I was shown that if you refuse reproof and correction, choose your own way, and will not be disciplined, God has no further use for you in connection with His holy work.
If you had commenced the work of setting your own soul right with the Lord, you would have seen so great a work to be done for yourself that you would not have spent so much time over the supposed wrongs of Brother H, dwelling upon them behind his back. The work of the last 30 years should inspire confidence in the integrity of Brother H, honor to whom honor is due. Men in responsible positions should improve continually. They must not anchor upon an old experience and feel it is not necessary to become scientific workers. Man, although the most helpless of God's creature when he comes into the world and the most perverse in his nature, is nevertheless capable of constant advancement. He may be enlightened by science, ennobled by virtue, and may progress in mental and moral dignity until he reaches the perfection of intelligence and a purity of character but little lower than the perfection and purity of angels. With the light of truth shining upon the minds of men and the love of God shed abroad in their hearts, we cannot conceive what they may become or what great work they may do. I know that the human heart is blind to its own true condition, but I cannot leave you without making an effort to help you. We love you and we want to see you pressing on to victory. Jesus loves you. He died for you and he wants you to be saved. We have no disposition to hold you in blank, but we do want you to make thorough work with your own soul, to right every wrong there and make every effort to master self, lest you miss heaven. This you cannot afford to do. For Christ's sake, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.